Now, we're going to go to, I don't know who this is. Go ahead, Newark, 973.
It's called Newark, Bob, Newark. It's in New Jersey.
Okay. Newark.
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 Newark. Newark. It might be in Newark, or maybe.
This is Tim from New Jersey.
Tim, go ahead.
Hi, how are
you? Hey, how you doing?
I remember the last time we talked, you talked about the filter that I see sometimes.
Yes.
And I wanted to know if it's a sign of a bad thing or is it something that is okay?
Well, it's okay. It's relative. See, it's called a balance. What you're trying to use that is to say, I prefer it with and I prefer without. You know, it's like a good everything bagel. And then it rolls, and it rolls, and then it's like a good cream cheese, and you do a jelly corner. Well, do you want a jelly corner? Sometimes you don't. So you use that as a bias or a basis to decide if you like it or don't like it, with it or without it.
Okay.
Okay? It's like that, yeah?
What's the topic, Tim? What are you asking about?
Sometimes I see... I guess a preparation all over everything, and it moves.
Okay.
It's thick.
You see moves over everything.
No, it's the wavy, Bob. We'll do this for you.
Yeah.
In a second.
Everywhere.
It's the wavy, and he's trying to figure it out because it's actually portals, and he goes through them sometimes. And that. So put the notes in. And post-traumatic portalization. Post-traumatic portalization. So put that in the notes so you can be, it's the first time you've had this like this because he does it and he doesn't even know it. And that's why he's back just now to talk about it because he's like, wow, this is really fucked up. How do I get here from here and how do I get there from there? And he's like, he sees it as just an apparition kind of thing, but it's not. It actually shifts. Like when you go and it's dark and then you go through this wavy, and then it's light, you're like, oh, the sun came up. And you're looking, you go, wait, it's not time for the sun to be up. And all of a sudden, you kind of go with it. You're like, well, you know, I don't know what the hell's going on. It's supposed to be dark and it's light. It's supposed to be light and it's dark. I don't know what all this is. And then you sort of go with it. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, I think it's better that way sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. But you go with it and everything is all right. There's no problem. Sometimes your body gets funny with it because you think you've eaten, but you didn't. And then you ate, and then you just eat again because you split those times up. And so that's a little bit weird. But if you can keep that balance. Do you like tomato juice?
Not that much.
Well,
but,
do you like
I mean,
V8? Is V8 better?
I mean, if that's what I need to drink, then I'll drink it.
No. We asked if you like it. We would never ask you to drink something you don't like. But if there's something about it you like, then a little of that, the lycopene in that will help you with this, the lethargy that you get from what you're experiencing.
Okay.
Hey, put it in Bloody Marys. That'll help. Who can not like a good Bloody Mary, right?
Yeah, I hear that.
Okay. Then do the horseradish, though. The horseradish will help.
Okay.
And that'll help with the disorientation of this shift. They're just shifts. It's okay. Are you going to ask us about your bathroom?
I will now.
Don't you find it odd that the whole wide world changes sometimes when you go in and out of there?
I wouldn't say that, but I try not to notice, you know. I mean,
well,
I wonder. I don't mind the
Bob,
things
he's
happening.
He's got the frogs. He's got the frogs. He doesn't mind the things happening. And we just gave him the pinpoint accuracy of this point to notice it from the threshold. You know, you go in the door, and then you go, and there's the mirror. By the time you get from the door into the mirror, it's shifted. And then you do what you do in the bathroom, and you go back to that mirror and over the threshold, and it shifts again. And it's a constant. And you don't mind it. You don't even notice it. But we're just trying to soften it a little bit so you can go, oh, okay, and that's not so bad. You know what to expect. It'll help soften it sometimes.
Is that why it seems so hard to leave the house?
Yes, of course. Because sometimes you do, but it ends you right back up in the house. You leave all the time, but you end up right back in the house.
Yeah, right back in the bathroom.
That's right. And that's why we're saying the lycopene will help you juxtapose your position. It's good. And like I say, doing in Bloody Marys, you'll be all right. And eat the celery. It's good. It's good. It'll be fun. You're doing okay, though. We sound like a broken record now. Is your protein okay? Can you eat a little more protein?
Yeah, now I need to.
Eat a little more. It's okay.
Okay.
That's fine. Go to Camden. Do you know Camden?
Yes.
Go to Camden and buy some Lennox China. You'll love it. Want to know what to buy?
Sure.
Okay. Go to Lennox and Addington. Just down from St. Luke's on the other side of the river. And get some Westchester China. It'll be great fun. If you're going to be stuck in the house, you might as well eat like a god. What do you say?
Okay.
Okay, good. And if you don't do that, then you can do Hawthorne. Either that or Hawthorne. Hawthorne or Hawthorne Platinum. Either of those would be great. They're nice. You'll enjoy them.
Okay, Tim, this is too slow. We're going to hang in here, maybe come back to you.
Thanks for calling. Bob, this is the most important call you'll ever have the rest of your life. And we were doing it slow on purpose because he tried to come 100 times and you shoo him away. So we did it right this time to get him in. So now he can come in because now we've made him feel comfortable. Unlike you, we've made him feel comfortable. So
that's right. Yeah,
And you said we weren't good for nothing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've said that many times. Okay, so we're gonna try to find Jermaine. Is this Jermaine?
Yes.
Okay.
Fine.
Okay, yay! Good. Hey, darling.
How you doing, Jermaine?
We have so much to tell you about Costa Rica. It's going to be so much fun. We've been watching you like a bad habit, girlfriend. Honey, we're giving you directions. You finally decided to follow them. Good for you.
I did everything.
Okay, get on a good phone, Jermaine.
Go get a Doctor Who call box.
Hi, honey. It was good seeing you. That was fun. Downstairs by the church.
No, Jermaine, you did not see. Ion does not show up. I checked with Ion. That was not Ion, so drop all that shit. Let's get some important stuff.
All right, Ion, what do you want to... I finally followed everything. It was great. Guillermo was the most helpful person ever.
Yeah, that's what we tell you.
I know. He was so helpful and nice, and I didn't have to ask much. He just filled it all out, put it out there. How funny is the last name situation? Brennis Renner. So I found that out already. And the guy used to be a priest, one of the main guys. That's what I wanted to ask about. And then I found out that the little piece of land that I thought was the piece, it's just a piece to the bigger, bigger, bigger piece of land.
That's exactly what we told you, darling.
Exactly, I know. And when I saw how much it was, I'm thinking it was a small land that's already worth a lot, but then the other piece of land, it's huge. They build the homes there now. But the thing is, I've gone far back and looked up supposedly people that own it, and it doesn't even show us anyone. It's the banks, and then it's Brennan's, and it's all kinds of names, but it doesn't really show much, so that's what I wanted to ask you. What's next? I did everything, and it was fun. Oh, and you know, when I was downstairs and I was talking to the Virgin of Los Angeles, and everyone disappeared, mm-hmm. and everything started wavy, did I go somewhere?
You know, when you went down the little steps, you know, you go down one side and come up the other side of the church in Cartago?
Yeah.
When you go down the steps, you go to a different place.
So when you go down by the fence, not where the water fountain's at.
Right.
So where do you go when you go through there?
Well, people go different places. You went to another place.
And that's why everything was wavy, right? And that's when I went somewhere?
Yes.
Was it another Costa Rica?
I was wondering why it took so long.
Was it another Costa Rica that I went to?
That's okay. Yeah, it's not exactly right, but it's okay.
Where did I go?
Another one.
Did it help with what I was trying to do? Well,
yes.
To get the land? That's
yes.
Right.
Yes.
And then I left some nails for the Virgin. You know how they say you ask for
yes.
something and you give them.
Yes. It's better if you dip them in blood, but it's okay.
I actually thought of that, but I just didn't know how to make it come out quick.
Yeah, right.
Should I stick to Guillermo and now send him all the info? And I have so much information with what I've found out about the property. Will he still help me out, or what could be the next step?
Sure. Well, he was freaked out that you knew as much as you did, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. And then
mm-hmm.
how about the other guys that came in, and then they got scared when they saw Nani?
Right. That's right.
Yeah, Guillermo said he grew up around there.
Did you,
and he knew when that.
Were you aware when they took you through Alajuela?
Yeah, I was. I was there so much back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Pretty interesting, isn't it? We're talking about the Barbaside, right?
Barbaside?
You have Barba and Arenal.
Oh, yeah.
Alameda's on the Arenal side. San Antonio de Escazú is on the other side.
Oh, yeah, and I went there, too, to Escazú.
Did you go to Tara?
I don't know. I might have.
Well, you'd know if you were in Tara. It's a huge white antebellum Georgia mansion.
No, I didn't go there.
Yeah, they had signage everywhere. It's great.
I'll have to go next time since I don't have to be going through San Jose that much anymore.
Yeah,
that horrible.
It was
thing.
Just a. Yeah. San Jose's pretty tough.
So ugly.
Dirty. Just dirty.
Yeah, dirty and crazy. So what's the next step since I've done everything? I'm ready to do what's next?
Receive it.
And is there anything that anyone I can still ask for help, or I can just do it on my own? Do I go to the registry and then take that property and say put it under my name, or how do I do that?
You don't have to go through all that, Kim. Everything is done by listing it in the book, and so the lawyer has to just enter it in the book. They know what to do.
Okay, so then I'll just send Guillermo all the stuff. He'll be even more surprised now that I have more information.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this trip, like when I did all of this, it just took me to other levels, higher levels, or it's like another, my life changed completely.
Yeah, you knew you'd made civilization when you had to circle the airport one more time so they could get the Bacchus off the runway, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, when we came back, we almost didn't make it because of Nadia.
Mm-hmm.
We almost circled it three times.
Mm-hmm.
When I was downstairs at the church and I was talking to the Virgin, second time it happened again. I went somewhere again. Where did I go the second time?
Havana.
Cuba?
Mm-hmm. Old Town.
Is that still having to do with my grandpa?
Yeah.
Is there anything else you can tell me about that? I've learned a lot already about his involvement with, like, communism, Nicaragua, the United States, Reagan, all that stuff.
Notice how she said Reagan.
Am I saying it wrong?
How do you say Reagan? How are you supposed to say it?
Reagan. No, it's like Reagan, like, you know, the fabulous. Like that he's Anwar Sadat or something.
Like reggae, Reagan.
Reagan. She said it's like, yeah. It's Santiago de Cuba. That's where you went.
Santiago de Cuba?
See?
What's my next step with all of this? Because it's really intriguing and it's fun for me to find out all this stuff. I enjoy it. It's so much history and it's really cool. I think it's so cool that my grandpa did so much, but they never told anyone. And then my dad doesn't even like talking about it. It's like a big mystery. Nobody wants to talk about it.
Well, see, because that's where they got Guantanamo. That's where the Guantanamo side is. So they, of course, wouldn't want to talk about it because they'd have never got it without them. That's why they don't want to talk about it.
Oh, my grandpa helped get Guantanamo Bay.
Don't say that. He'll get mad.
Oh, okay. I didn't say that. He around when if I say it? Was that the stuff they were trying to keep secret? Well, you said it, Ion, not me.
You can't smote us, honey, so that's all right. So it's found in the Museum of the Revolution.
Is that in Nicaragua?
Havana.
Havana. Okay.
Which is the other side, on the Viedra side.
Okay.
Isn't it cool? Now we fixed it so you can actually go. How cool is that?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. That's my next trip. Yeah, I don't
know. Because otherwise we were going to get you there, but we were going to send you to Costa Rica. Then we were going to get you a 16 colony stamp and put on your thing and then give you another piece of paper and then you go to Cuba from Costa Rica. But now you don't have to do that. You can go straight along. Isn't that nice?
Yes, thank you. That's fun. I can go straight there. I don't have to go through all that. So I can go to the museum, right, and find out more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is so much fun. Mm-hmm. So was my grandpa around when I was doing all that investigation?
Yeah, in Santiago de Cuba.
Is that where he's at now?
We didn't say. We did not say Trinidad.
Got it. Remember when you were talking about residue? I found out a lot of residue in Los Chiles. Everybody knows about that, and they turn into monkeys.
That's it's right. Like,
so that's what you meant with residue and how it happens. There's a book that everybody uses to do that.
That's right. Very good.
There you go.
Another minute, but it's nice.
I know. That book is. And why do they make it seem like everything's the devil? The devil.
Because the whole thing in the country is based on the element of the Catholic Church. So you had to have the devil to make you show up to Mass. Marshall McLuhan had the same problem. Oh, crap. We've said his name. We're so sorry.
Oh, Ion, and also with the church, because then within finding all those names, then Brennus is tied to the church. What is the relationship with the church and that person and the land? And does it have any relationship with the seven churches that you always speak of?
The documents are set in these churches. They have a lot of earthquakes in there, so all of the cathedrals are metal. They're like prefab cathedrals. They're like steel and yucky, and they're not very nice. Well, they are. They're grand, but they're metal. So if they get knocked down, you just pop them back up. Documents are hidden in those seven different churches there, from Cartago to Playa de Mar to San Antonio to Alajuela. There are different places that are linked in those churches.
Oh, so that's where all that information is kept secret.
Well, it's hidden, but, yeah.
Is Cartago the basilica? Is that one of the seven churches?
Yes, where the Virgin, the crying Virgin is.
So that's one of the seven churches that you speak of?
Pergamos, yeah.
Okay. And then what is my relationship with that particular church? It's everything that has to do with my grandpa? Or what is my relationship with that church?
Mm-hmm. one way to ask it. You got to ask it a different way, darling.
What can you tell me about that church that would serve me in like all the stuff I'm trying to find out right now? That'll serve me well. Maybe I'll ask you some other time, not yet.
Okay.
What can you tell me about the basilica?
Did you try the holy water when you were there?
Yeah. I rubbed it all over myself. I drank it. Yeah, I put it all over my stuff. My little bracelet, the one that I got over there, I have it.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it in the water. Where does that water come from?
A well on the property.
A well from a property?
On the property, inside the church.
And is it blessed? It's holy water?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the one that blesses the water?
The priest.
Not the Virgin.
Not the Virgin.
Okay, well, my relationship, my connection to that Virgin, if you can talk to me more about that. We have the same name. Am I a part of that?
Yes.
Virgin? Is she alive still?
Yes.
Where does she live?
San Antonio.
In Costa Rica?
Yes.
And if I find her, she can help me out more with all this info, too, with all the stuff I want to find out?
She'll find you.
When I go over there or anywhere, will she come?
Yes,
in Costa Rica,
yes.
Or?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
No, doesn't have to be. You don't have to go through all that.
She'll just find me.
Mm-hmm.
I go back in July, so can you tell me more stuff about returning when I go back, the next step of things that I can do while I'm out there?
Where are you going to stay when you go?
Alajuela.
Do you want to?
Well, you know that I would want to stay, like, in a rich place like Escazú or a beautiful beach.
Then go to Pinco Blanco.
Okay, Pinco.
Are you ready? Hotel,
yeah.
Mirador. P-I-C.
Oh. Okay, I know what you're talking about.
L-A-N-C-O.
Okay, Jermaine, take a break. Burned.
Would the RNA drops be taken together with the Axiom water when that arrives?
It will be until you get the bread of life.
Is there anything I can do along with the completement formulas to help with my ascension?
Have some fun. Don't make it so serious. Life is about fun. That'll help ascension. Make it fun. Make the focus be fun.
My daughter, Grace, fell on the bathroom floor. It looked like she fainted a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Was that what happened? When I went in, I said, not in my world. And I think I said, Ion,
mm-hmm.
Not in my world, Ion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did that change anything?
It did.
Can you say what changed there?
No.
Okay.
You saved it. You did it right. It's all good.
With the drops, the desire for sex is lessening. Is that
but you're
part
not
of the
doing
standard?
It right. It should be more. No. It should increase. It should increase, not decrease. It should increase.
So I'm not doing it right.
Wait a second now. Is it the arousal that's the problem or the completion that's the problem?
Don't even want to do it much. Even start.
Do you find that it's not pleasurable, or is it painful in any way, or is it just like, ooh?
It might be a bit of ooh. I'm not sure.
But it makes
my
it
wife
up a little
might
bit. Mix it up.
Okay.
You'll be all right. You've perfected it to such a degree that there's no spice in it anymore. Y'all go to the whorehouse, and that'll get it. That'll get you fixed up. Do something fun. Do something different. Go to a party and throw your keys in a fishbowl and get somebody else's wife and become a swinger. That'll fix you.
Okay, that sounds good.
The function of sex is something that you should desire regardless. And that's normal. And the more you sin, the more. Look at Bob. He's horny as a bunny all the time. I mean, they can't even keep up with him. So, yeah, he's the bomb. Bob, when we go, you can give him tutelage on how to be a pipe master, Bob.
All right. The question before you is, are you a fan of Paul McCartney?
He's a sir, and he was trying to have sex with Winston Churchill, but there was a wall, thank God. So Ringo Starr caught it instead.
I unlike Ringo Starr, as he's the one who made the most money, signed the contracts while the other boys were fighting.
George Michael made all the money, though.
All right. Happy birthday, Carolyn. How perfect to celebrate you on Palm Sunday, Carolyn. It's Palm Sunday. Who would have guessed that? There's all kinds of messages. Maybe we should read them. Let's see. Loyette, happy birthday, Carolyn, with a rose. Eliza, aw, did Connie just wake up?
Thank you, everybody, but we don't celebrate birthdays.
Linda, happy Happiness Day, Dr. Dean.
Thank you. Yeah, it used to be the
Trina,
first
shut up.
Spring.
We're reading these things.
It's my birthday.
Trina,
kid.
Happy birthday.
You, I'm going to
shut
your
tell
computer.
Her, shut up. Aya,
I'm
shut her up.
Try your
shut her down, Aya. Shut her down. Boater.
It used to be the first day of spring. When did all of a sudden it become Palm Sunday?
Easter moves
yes,
because the Council of Nicaea in 25 set it at a certain schedule. That's why Fat Tuesday moves. So it's 40 days. April, May, and November, all the rest have 31. So once you have six more weeks of winter from Groundhog Day, and then 40 days before Easter makes that the Lent. That's where you have, when you don't dust your house, you have Lent. And then when you get rid of Lent, then you have pollen. So there you go.
Sarah Courtney says, happy glib cliche archetype to you, Carolyn.
Yeah.
You got that?
Yeah, that's
Sarah
cute.
Courtney. Let's see. Jazzy Ann, you mean only you offer birthday celebrations, Bob? No, I'm not celebrating nothing. No way. Not taking the attention away from me. Phil says, Carolyn still is young, along with all the rest of the Iron Knots. Ronan says, if you like The Drifter, you'll probably like the movie, The Five Heartbeats. That is a great song, Dave. Ray Pollard, where did he come from? Where did he go? Drifter. I played it 5 times one night a couple weeks ago.
Then don't be shooting at no gas cans. It's unventilated. Shut the windows and go sniff the gas fumes out of the gas can and say, happy birthday.
You notice how I can get away with corny humor, Carolyn?
Yeah. No, but see, I figure, you know, often when Ion says some crazy mixed up word, I think it's just the words coming through JW, it spits out JW's mouth, and then it makes sense.
I don't know what you're talking about. There's no JW involved in this stuff. There's no JW. I don't know what you mean.
He certainly wouldn't be here.
He has better than to do, Carol.
Yeah, someone was asking last night if this is so amazing, why are they hanging out with us?
If what's so amazing?
If what's coming with through and about Ion is so fantastical, so earth-shattering, what the heck are they doing on payday hanging out with Bob?
Well, they want to be near you.
Ah. Okay, shut that one down.
Shut that one. It stumped her. You're the reason.
Yeah.
You're the reason for everybody. Okay, well, let's unmute everybody. Let's see, who can we mute? Oh, Goran never gets to ask anything. Let's have Goran ask Ion. Go ahead, Goran.
Hi, Ion.
Hey, Goran.
Is it a good statement to say that the shape and the strength of the magnetosphere of the planet is exactly what a fingerprint is to a man?
No.
Is magnetism the secret of creation?
No, it's the vicissitude.
Is source magnetism?
No, but it's magnetically inclined.
All right, I'm done. Thanks, Bob.
What was your first question? What was your first topic, Goran?
Is the shape and the strength of the magnetosphere of a planet exactly what a fingerprint is to a man?
Okay. Got you.
Thank you.
That's funny, Bob. Got you. That's so funny. See how Bob gets away with silly humor? That's hysterical, Bob. You're slaying him today.
Yeah, that's what I do. Okay, where is the... I lost the phone list. I lost the
Hit refresh. The lubrication cards. There's lubrication cards. I like lubrication. It's always good in a tight spot.
Dave might have a question. Go ahead, Dave.
Questions? I thought it was on air the whole time. And I was talking to you.
This is recorded live in front of a tape studio audience.
No, I love that Drifter tune. Wasn't I on air a second ago and then you turned off? I've had this whole impression the whole time that I've been talking with you guys.
Not so much, Dave. We should play Ray Pollard again. Let me see if I can quickly find him.
No, we should tape this.
You've never heard that song before, right, Dave? This Ray Pollard.
No, where'd you find out about it?
I don't know. I go to Northern Soul. You go to Northern Soul, and they just pile them in, stuff from the early 60s that no one really heard. But there's a big fanship for those guys over in England 20 years ago. So that's how I did it. I'm pretty sure I find a lot of second-rate, but great one-hit wonders. You know what I mean?
What year is that? Sounds like an expensive production for the time in terms of, like, recording studios and what was available.
I'll look it up in a minute. I'm not just trying to find it.
Yeah, I'm just
right
doing
now.
It right now, actually.
Okay, go ahead, Dave. What's that?
I'm just a drifter. I'm born in 1949.
Nobody knows. It says here, Ray Pollard, born in 1931. Yeah. He died in 2005. He was an African-American soul singer, best known as the lead singer of The Wanderers.
Yes.
He was well-regarded for his fine, emotive singing voice and for recording the Northern soul classic, The Drifter. So it's a well-known song in a subculture.
65.
Now, doesn't he ride that last high wave really beautifully?
Yeah, and that scream in the middle where he goes, wah! It's like total influence on Joe Cocker and all these guys that had huge careers.
Yeah.
And well, it says in this one obituary that, you know, they always thought they were going to be huge, and they were on the Wanderers were on the Ed Sullivan Show, I think, four or seven times, seven appearances.
Really?
Yeah, and then later, then the Ink Spots did the casino sort of circuit. He was like the lead singer in the 80s, I guess, getting some, you know, work.
What year was The Drifter?
65. Right around the time of the Animals and all those bands hitting huge.
Yeah, that he'd be the last soul guy, or before the real
so
soul.
So good. And he's looking, he's got 15 great-grandchildren.
I love finding these one-hit wonders. They're as good as any great classic. You know, you can get one song out there. It's eternal forever and will be played and worshipped and played on Carol's birthday forever.
Oh, okay, it's so wonderful that it could be captured. That's good timing, Ion.
We say you're 10,000, we'll raise you 20.
Now that I can create, he likes to be every human activity that ever was.
It's not bad. You can always double down for less, Bob. It's no problem.
I've never even touched a deck of cards.
Ion, would the gambler be correct when he says to the other kid, the best thing you can hope for is to die in your sleep? Is that the best thing you can hope for?
As a gambler, yes.
From that context, yeah.
But there's lots worse things than dying. There's lots worse things than dying. Coming from an eternal being, there's lots worse things than dying.
Like, for some examples, what's worse than dying?
Living in a world where you have all the power in the world but can't do anything. Or you run the world forever and then they chop your legs off.
That would be, maybe a more harrowing, bothersome experience than dying.
True. Typically.
Alyssa had sent me a link to something that I found really intriguing. Have you heard of a guy named Michael Tellinger from South Africa?
The Dr. Doo-Doo?
No, he talks about that around a lot of, even gold mining districts in South Africa now, there's ruins that appear to be, 100 to 200,000 years old, all typically located around these mines, and that sometimes even when they're cutting a mine, say in the last 200 years, they'll find ancient shafts that go really deep, and they don't really understand who was there then. And there's apparently over a million of these sites all over in South Africa, Zimbabwe, and places like that. And when you go within the circle of these sites, they have walls around them, the ground temperature, deep below, goes up to about 80 degrees Celsius, which apparently is really bizarre. And also, your GPS and compasses don't work within there. Apparently, ultra-high sound frequencies in the gigahertz surround these structures. But when you walk out them, they end. So it's very bizarre.
That's like most of Los Angeles right now.
What, I mean, it's under something that's molten lava and bubbly?
They don't call them tar pits for nothing.
His speculation is, and if there's millions of these structures, supposedly 50 to 200,000 years ago, there were, just a few thousand humans hunting and gathering, just trying to not get eaten before the next morning sort of thing.
That's sort of like most of Los Angeles right now.
So maybe you're right. Hey, time's going backwards. We're moving back to the Stone Age, or we're moving into it.
Stoner Age, not Stone Age.
The Stoner Age, that's more appropriate, isn't it? Yeah, see, that's what we're moving into, the Stoner Age. The whole planet's getting high. Or trying, dude.
Okay, Dave, ask a question, Dave.
Well, I was going to ask about that. That's a whole wide-open topic, but,
ask a question. You didn't ask a question about it.
Okay, are these what he's speculating? He's saying these are mine shafts and they were made by people from another planet to take the gold out of the earth.
Okay, they're not from another planet. There is no time, so they're just like yesterday. It's the same way they just now found Nefertiti's tomb. It's been there supposedly for eons, and they've combed the sands of Egypt. And now, just now, they found a whole other couple of rooms with Lafferty's ice cream and the white stone with Dobstown written on the side of it, just recently.
In his case, he says that these are covered by a lot of silt and such, and that he suggests that were they all abandoned all at once, and that what would explain that was that there's a huge flood, sort of as characterized in the Bible, where everything just was under the seawater.
Oh, Lord, so the comedians today, they'll just say anything. It's so funny.
So you think it's just all rubbish what he's saying in these structures?
Well, you don't know what he's talking about. He's saying words, but they don't apply to anything, and he's making these conjectured positions that aren't founded on anything. But if you have no time, then you can't be a timed event that's lost and buried and done and undone. So that's in a world where you have silt that the wind doesn't blow, apparently. Yes? Because the wind would blow that silt right away, would it not? In all of your history, however recorded, there wouldn't be anything scrolled anywhere to say this is that statue of this or that that is or was or not, that can, that be, that does, that is, that's lost forever and undone until next Tuesday.
Well, in that case, there isn't a huge fossil record.
Right. There you go, precisely. But yet, they say they know everything that ever has ever been, ever been, ever been, ever been, ever been. They know it all. And they go back and find new stuff with it every day.
Yeah, they being scientists or social commentators?
Well, we don't know. We don't have any idea. It's the superfluous they, because they call themselves things, and then the next week they call themselves something else. And the next minute, every one of you should be stone cold dead from global warming by now. Miami's gone. All of the basin and the delta, everything south of Memphis should be completely seafront. Right now, every bit of it. All of Costa Rica is flooded. The Panama Canal is gone. Most of South Africa is about a tenth of what it was, according to global warming. Greenland turns Iceland, becomes Greenland, becomes Iceland again. Then all those people kind of digress because their shit didn't come through.
Okay. I want to bring in Sarah Courtney, Dave. Sarah,
yeah.
You got the top question in February, I think it was, January, February. You asked something about the soul. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Should we enter you into the March competition for a top question? Can you do 2 months in a row?
I'll make a go of it. Glory
right.
be.
Yeah. Glory be. Yes, I'm.
Glory be. Last time we spoke, I was talking about soul recordings, like where do they go if they don't go to the Guff, and you said that they're just everywhere. And they kind of just latch on to maybe an incoming.
Do you know when they make little zygotes? You know when they make little zygotes? The little zygotes, they jump on a uterus and they stick like glue or icky. And then if they get fertilized, that's where they hang. And it begins that trimestry stuff. It's like that. They latch on. They just sort of like little barnacles. They just suck on, slap themselves on. That's it. That's how that goes.
And that's the non-physical, right? Not the soul.
Right, the non-physical. That's correct.
The non-physical.
Well, now we're saying that's how they latch on. That's not the latching on. You said you were talking about the connection, what the connection is
right.
likened to when a zygote zaps itself to a uterus. It's a metaphor, however cliched.
So that non-physical comes from just a single person's non-physical that laid their meat sack down?
No. There's only non-physical. All of you would be the non-physical. For example, every single human god meat sack in the whole wide world, you took all the space out of this between their cells, every human on this planet would fit into the size of a regular size sugar cube. And it would be super dense. It would be heavy. But if you take all the space out of all of your meat sacks, gods and otherwise, you would fit into that size. So there's a lot of decompression that goes on, and that space that's around it, the ion sphere, that's the non-physical part, the part that fills between the good parts?
I guess what I meant to say was...
You meant to say. Okay. It's a mint. Sometimes you feel like a mint and sometimes you don't.
When the baby is born and takes its first breath...
It never takes its first breath. It doesn't breathe. It only exhales. That's how they slap the baby on the ass. And it exhales. And once it exhales, then the void is filled. Now, as a little man, that's with oxygen. But as a god, it'll be no oxygen. It'll be the carbon dioxide.
And then there's no soul involved with that, correct?
Basically, you won't need anything. The soul is the stenographer that takes down all the achieved and not achieved. See, y'all get good and bad all messed up. That's not about that. There's only achieved, realized creations and unrealized ones. Sometimes the way to say it is a bucket list. It's a terrible way to say it. Bob didn't even know what it is. That'll take a half a day, and Ezekiel will go blow his brains out trying to convince Bob that that's what we're talking about is them dry bones, them bones, them bones in the valley. That's what we're trying to convince him of, and it'll never work. It'll end in tears. But then you come back full circle to that conversation, and you find that that is a basic representation of how you're separating yourself from your direction, from your going places. Is that enough words, or is it too many words?
No, that's good. So the little ones coming in now are ascending. They're different.
They certainly are. They don't read. They don't write. And a lot of them is autistic.
Yeah.
Except for the Zika ones. The little Zika ones, they're our favorite. Even the Pope, the pious, pious pontiff Pope, says that you can wear condominiums now and still be Catholic. Isn't that cool? If he's going to have Zika babies for the first time ever. It's good. He's recognizing his priests that engage in fun things.
You were talking about the fossil record, and so... The geologic time scale, that's just
it's all wrong. You keep changing that, too. Every day you find in some fossilized flipping floppers of something that's flipped or flopped on the flop flipper all along. It's climbing or not.
Yes. Every time they find a fossil, it's older and older and older.
And then they keep coming back, and they do carbon dating, which we think is the most hysterical thing ever, because we're right now in the process of making a carbon cloud that'll be forever. It'll be the carbon, the cloud that holds everything, and that we guess it'll include all your dates. It'll be really datey. It'll be bigger than Etta James.
So if you were going to do the geologic time scale over, and instead of...
We wouldn't.
You wouldn't put stratigraphy as opposed to something other than time?
Hell no, because it's silly. Everything is now. You're stepping in and out of now. It's all about now. It's up, now, down, now, prepositions. We did a list of prepositions last time. All those, and then add time, against time, aboard time, about time, in time, of time, for time, about for time, about when time. All this ridiculous stuff, you're trying to gauge things from a timed element. Okay, you've got the cancer. How much time do I got, doctor? How much time do I got? How long will it take the poison to kill me before the cancer does? How much, how long before you have to get the stellate to give to me to make me all well? What do I have to do to get in enough time to get this? It's crazy.
I agree.
And
now,
then you come
honest,
out and you decide that the answer to the world of everything is that time is money. So now you spoiled money.
Well, I don't know about money.
Well, Donald Trump does.
He knows how to get it and he knows how to lose it.
Has he lost any?
He's had a lot of bankruptcies.
Well, isn't that the point of bankruptcies? If your company files for bankruptcy, do you lose money personally?
No, you limit your losses, actually.
Well, wow. Okay. But now, you don't have to lose any of your money in a bankruptcy, do you?
I guess some bankruptcies, no.
Okay. So you're saying you're making the position that in a timed element that he's made and lost money. And we are asking you to qualify that because
if he has his name on a building and is included in the company but doesn't have anything to risk, or the money he gives to start the company is given back to him and he still maintains an ownership, are you saying the money he lost is the money that the business didn't make in future earnings? Because if that's the case, we would understand, but that's not what you're saying. You're saying that he filed for bankruptcy. Well, bankruptcy means that you owe somebody money and you don't pay back the bill.
Right.
So you didn't lose that money, certainly, did you?
No, he didn't, I guess.
Oh, so what were
some
you thinking about
men
in
did.
Then? Oh, good
some
Lord,
little men.
Yeah,
did.
Little men blow
yeah.
their brains out despite their ex-wives.
I know. It's sad.
We're just saying, when you look at things from a different perspective, sometimes this perspective shifts. It's easy. You know, it changes things.
So, Ian, beyond the fact that Hawaii is right in the middle of the Pacific plate and it's surrounded by the Ring of Fire and there's no land masses on that plate, what am I not considering, or what are we not considering about the Pacific plate?
The other edge of the caldera.
On the other side?
On this side.
I guess scientists have estimated that the deepest part of the ocean is about 7 miles. And you've kind of led us to believe that there's so much that's not discovered in the ocean. Is it much, much deeper than that?
164 kilometers.
And where?
In the Pacific.
Ian's taking the caldera very seriously.
Yeah. So maybe there will be a landmass.
What's that mean?
There's a landmass now. It's just covered with water.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hawaii, right? Or the plate itself?
No, the whole bottom of the sea. The whole bottom of the sea is a landscape.
However mysterious, yes.
Yeah, but the landmass is...
How many kilometers?
What does the Holocaust have to do with it?
Sarah, I can't enjoy the next 15 seconds unless you give me the number of meters or whatever it was, kilometers.
Oh, 164 kilometers.
Oh, just not 164,000.
No, 164 kilometers. Well, compared to 7 miles, it's more. The landmasses are formed by, I guess, volcanoes create something above the water, and as the plates move around, those things collide into each other, and they get bigger and bigger and accrete and eventually form land. It's not like the bottom of the ocean comes up and makes a landmass. Correct, Ian?
Well, you've only got 6.371 million meters of Earth to work with. That's across. It's spherical. And there's no point that makes it an actual orb.
Okay.
And Bob, that would be about 4,000 miles. Well, 3,959 miles.
There is also a theory that all life on Earth originated from RNA. And was a precursor.
No. Well, the RNA was the acid that the soup was made of. But that's just we would say the God. If you could call RNA God juice, we'd say okay, but you rarely do.
Oh, I'll call it God juice from now on.
Fine.
And also, it is catalyzed by silicate. And that's part of the theory that the RNA was catalyzed, polymerized by silicate. Is that the white stone? Is that the process of the white stone?
No.
Da Vinci wrote in a mirror image. Was he writing for someone on the other side? I mean, it seemed very fringe-like.
Well, if it's Fringe, Bob is your resident expert on Fringe. He and Walter have been kicking it for years. He even knew him and all that kind of stuff back when he did the Leopold stuff.
Why did Da Vinci write in a mirror image?
He was dyslexic.
There's a scientist at the university that I work. He talks about this planet, KIC 8462852, and it's the star that's kind of dimming, or is dimmed by 20% from in the past, century, which is kind of unprecedented. And so a lot of people put forth theories of why that is. And they said, is there an alien structure being built around it? Is there something that's in between the telescope and the planet that is obscuring, like meteors or something?
No.
Like
but
that.
Now the Cygnus, you're talking about the Cygnus constellation, aren't you?
I don't know it by that name, but maybe that's it. I'm going to write that down.
Well, the constellation Cygnus. Now we'll spell it for you. Ready?
Yes.
C Y G N U S.
Okay.
Constellation, you got that right?
Yes, got it.
Good. Okay, it's like that. That's just where it's tucked. That constellation is kind of special because there's things happening there.
Is this the planet that is dimming as a part of that constellation, or is this
not
the
dimming,
thing that's obscuring?
It's obscuring. That's good. That's good.
So the constellation is obscuring that planet. All right.
Okay. Well, the parts you're going to see. It's not really, but it's what we're going to let you see. We call it Tabby Star.
Tabby Star. That particular planet?
Okay. KIC 8462.
Talking about Bewitched, I think. Tabby
yeah.
is Bewitched, right, Ian?
No, that's Tabitha Stevens. No.
Okay.
No, Bob.
Okay, KIC 8462852.
Just making sure we know what we're talking about. We just want to make sure you do.
Yeah. I'm trying. What is special that is happening in the Cygnus constellation? It's being created?
We're not saying that. It's just being.
Okay, very good. And
you're
I
on to something, but don't forget now, you got your, yes, the answer is the event. It's the one we kind of laid out. Because it's only 454 parsecs.
Okay, very good. Love that. So above and below, I've covered my questions today.
Nice.
So,
they're still very good because they're thought out.
And one quick question about my girl crush, Mary, Queen of Scots. Is Lord Darnley the father of James? The fake father? Who is the father?
You're talking
of
about
James?
The baby daddy?
The baby daddy, yeah, the real baby daddy of Mary's boy. Was it an immaculate conception?
No.
So it wasn't Lord Darnley? Her first cousin?
No.
Was it Rizzio? Or some other unknown?
He was a Darnley, but he wasn't Henry.
Really? Was it the daddy?
Yes. Don't tell nobody, though. He was prolific.
He's the one that committed his son to prison.
You better know it. Bang, bang, bang.
Wow. See? Okay.
Don't tell nobody. Whatever you do, don't let it be on the archives forever. This will mess up everything.
Oh, my word. I mean,
I know it.
Just I'm going to have to get right over to Wikipedia after
we finish. And straighten that shit out. Yes, Lord. And we know.
Thank you, Ion.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. Okay,
very good. Very nice, Sarah. Where have you been couple months, Sarah?
Oh, gosh. Well, Bob, I like to leave you wanting.
Nah. That's
no,
pretty good.
I've been in
That's
exile, I guess. Silence, exile, and cunning. There's no time.
Why?
I don't know. I haven't.
Are you listening to the archives?
Absolutely. I'm an untouchable, Bob. I'm one of your untouchables. Never doubt me.
What's untouchable? How's that an untouchable?
Keep your damn hands to yourself.
Beyond reproach.
I cannot
beyond
be committed.
Nice. Beyond reproach.
Yes.
That's nice.
Well, you sound very balanced and best student in the class kind of voice when you come in and ask your question.
Life is so joyful. I just have to do something stupid every once in a while to make myself remember. It's
right.
Very good, and I'm so happy to have found you.
Do you like Ray Pollard in his song, The Drifter? Let's get into important stuff.
Yes.
Like Ray Pollard's song, The Drifter?
Very beautiful.
Love
it.
All right, so you're, what were you saying? You've been comparing. I found you.
Yes.
I got a little change in my pocket going, jing-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Want to call you on your telephone, baby, and give you a ring. But each time we talk, I get the same old things. Always no hug, no kiss, until I get a wedding ring. And my honey, my baby, don't pull my love upon no chef. And she said, don't hand me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
And I'm a drifter, and I wander from town to town. I go to the town. They don't like me, and I leave because I'm a drifter.
That's because his mama was a knockabout and his daddy was a traveling salesman.
Yeah, it's just getting so good. It's all sing along.
I'm just a drifter. I go from place to place.
The setup is not as good when you control all the buttons. Now, if we had done it, you'd hit it, that would have been a little better.
You. Fuck you, you asshole.
You want to. You want to. You know you do.
Poor excuse for a fucking non-physical.
You know,
but Dave Newfeld,
you're not woman enough to take this man.
Yeah,
and that's what
you're
you
not non-physical
know.
Enough to take my physical out. Dave,
oh,
if
my
you
word.
Heard that song when you were 10 years old, you would have, I don't know, you wouldn't have made it, Dave. You wouldn't have made it, did you?
No, that's not true. I heard, like, to me, the equivalent of that is the long version of Nights in White Satin, Moody Blues. If you're like 8 years old and at midnight they play it and you're suddenly like, you're hearing all these parts you never heard in the day and you're like, someone take it over my radio? Almost semi-mystical and haunted sounding. That's the intriguing part of music.